朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Because this time of communion is a meeting of love.
整个波饼聚会中心的感觉和思想就是爱啊。
But the center, the theme of this message of this meeting is love.
他爱我们爱到一个地步，为我们舍命，为我们流血。
He loved us to the point that he laid down his life and he bled for us.
我们也被他的爱感动激励，我们在这里把我们的爱回流给他。
And we are moved and encouraged by his love, and we give his our love to him in return.
所以今天我们正好等一下就要讲到波饼聚会。
And very shortly we're going to talk about this communion meeting.
让主居首位。要表达在我们对他的敬拜上。
That he may have the first place should be expressed through our very act of worship.
所有的聚会里面最高的敬拜其实就是在桌子面前。
And the highest worship is actually right before the Lord's table.
对耶稣，对父神，我们表达了我们从心里的感恩、爱戴和敬拜。
For Jesus, for Heavenly Father, we give him our thanks and our worship and our adoration.
弟兄姊妹，这个礼拜过得好不好啊？
But how has this week been for you?
好啊。
Good.
好啊，这个我们一生如果算100岁的话，大概有多少个礼拜？有没有人知道
？We live to be 100 years old. How many weeks have we gone through?
5200个哈，所以我不晓得我们这个礼拜在神的眼中算不算数。
5200 weeks. I wonder if this past week is counted in God's eyes.
如果我们活100岁的话，也不过就是30000多天就是了。
We live to 100, it's only but 30,000 days.
这是讲对的。30000多天而已。所以我上个礼拜讲，我说我们如果一天晚上结束的时候，你觉得你这一天过得没有意义、没有价值，要有一个痛苦，要有个不甘心。
And if you come to the conclusion of the day and at the evening you realize I did not live anything of worth for today, that you need to have a heart that actually grieves and not be willing to live it the same way.
然后我们要让我们的损失、亏欠、失败止于今天，明天绝对不能这样过日子。
Only allow our loss to end today and will not continue the following day.
我们真正能够让主居首位。
For him to have the first place.
有很多方法来表达的。
We can express it in many ways.
我们已经讲过，上个礼拜讲过，要把最好的来献给他。
We said last week to give him our very best.
所以我们用的那个驴驹。当主说我要用它的时候，它能够立刻被牵来。
Just like the colt, when the Lord says, "I need the colt," and the colt was immediately brought to the Lord.
圣经上告诉我们，这个驴驹是从来没有骑过的，表示他把他最年轻的力量献给神。
And this colt has never been ridden that the strength of this youth is given to the Lord.
当主要用它的时候，它立刻被牵来，说到它的 availability， 它何用？它能够随时被主拿来用。
And the Lord needed it right away. He came immediately, talked about its availability, that any time can be used by the Lord.
第二个，我们讲到五饼二鱼的故事啊。
And we talked about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish.
五饼二鱼是一个小孩子的便当了。
It's a lunch, a small lunch for a small kid.
当众人都没有东西吃的时候，只有他有。
When no one had anything to eat, he was the only one who had food.
他根本不知道耶稣能够行神迹。
He had no clue that Jesus could perform a miracle.
当耶稣说拿过来给我。
But when Jesus says, "Come and bring what you have."
这个小孩子那么甘心的把他的五饼二鱼交给耶稣。
Little boy came and just gave Jesus what he had.
姊妹，不要小看自己，我有年轻，不行。
Brothers, don't despise the fact that maybe I don't have anything, or I'm young and I'm not able to.
当主说拿过来给我的时候，我们就愿意立刻把自己交给主。
When Jesus says come, we would be more than willing to give ourselves to.
说到这个孩子放下了他合理的需要和满足。
It talks about this very little kid. He laid down his personal needs and what would satisfy him.
这是他的中饭，他可以留着的。
It's his personal lunch. He could have very well kept it.
他饿了，他可以吃的，这是合理的需要和满足。
He's hungry. He has the right to eat it. This is right.
但是当主要的时候，他愿意把自己交给主。
But when the Lord wanted it, he gave it to the Lord.
所以年轻的孩子们，我真的鼓励你们，你们千万不要以为说 I deserve it. 这是我。 我的。
So young people, I want to encourage you today. Don't have this mindset that I deserve it. It's mine and it's mine.
当你愿意把你自己真的是你的东西交给主的时候，主可以借着我们来扭转局面，来带下祝福。
If you're really willing to give what is yours to the Lord, God can use that very thing to change the tide and change the circumstances.
当上万的人都要饿肚子的时候，因着这个孩子的顺服，整个局面被扭转过来。
God can bring about a blessing just like when so many were hungry on that day. Jesus could turn the tide and turn the situation on that day.
带下的祝福哈。
Brought about a great blessing.
所以绝对不要小看我们自己。
So do not despise and look down on ourselves.
要甘心立刻的把自己交给主。
But willingly, with all of our hearts, give ourselves to the Lord.
主可以借着我们扭转局面，主可以借着我们带下祝福。
And God can turn the situation that can bring about a blessing through us.
第三个例子讲到玛利亚打破香膏，把香膏膏在主的身上。
And we talked about Mary breaking the alabaster jar and pouring the anointing oil on Jesus.
她为了爱耶稣，她有具体的行动。
For the sake of loving Jesus, she had action that followed.
她把她最爱的，把她最上好的，毫不吝惜的交给耶稣。
She gave what is her best and what she possesses.Without a second thought, she gave it to the Lord.
所以我不晓得上个礼拜在这三方面我们有没有这样子的经历和见证。
And I want to run through this past week as we heard the message. Do we have such an experiences and testimonies?
我礼拜五晚上在Cypress 今天他们分享，我都很感动，在生活很实际的例子开始操练。
Friday night I was with the Cypress Fellowship, and I began to hear their practice throughout the day or throughout the week.
然后昨天晚上苦苦见到同工在我们家交通，我也很感动。我觉得每一个人都很认真的在服侍啊。
The coworkers at Cupertino they were sharing at our house last night. Everybody was diligently serving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，对我们服侍主的人，这是我们最大的喜乐。
For us who are serving the Lord is our greatest joy.
看见神的话掌权，神的话在改变我们。
That God's word will reign and is changing us.
不然的话，我们会觉得我们的话是在空气里面就消失了。
Or else we think that our words are just vanishing in the air.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们看见这么多弟兄姊妹的认真，我们感谢神。
So many brothers are serious. We thank God.
我们每个礼拜都这么多人一起听到。
And every Sunday, so many of us are here listening to our message.
雨从天而降。
And the rain comes down from above.
但是在那些顺服的人，在那些宝贵主话语的人，他就带下生命，带下祝福。
For those who are willing to obey and those who treasure the Lord's word, it brings about a blessing.
是撒种的有种，要吃的有粮啊。
Those who sow would have a seed, and those who want to eat would have food.
但是我也相信，同样的信息下来，很多人对他来说没有帮助。
At the same time, I also know that the message comes, but it did not bless many.
因为我们的心不见得向着主是这样子的渴慕跟敞开啊。
Because our hearts are not as open, as not longing for the Lord as those who have received.
这主帮助我们啊。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
我每一次都在主面前祷告，真是把受教者的舌头赐给我，让我自己先来听我自己讲的道。
And I ask the Lord to help me every time I stand here to give me.A teachable heart that I may hear the message for, before everyone else.
大家一起学。
So we together will learn.
今天早上我们继续往前去，我的主题讲到万膝要跪拜，万口要颂扬。
And this morning we take another step forward, and we're going to talk about every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess.
好，我们准备一年讲三堂，好的，配合复活节的来到。
And we're going to continue for the next three messages to, usher in the Easter Sunday.
我讲第一堂跟第三堂，第二堂是于师母讲。
I'll speak on the very first and the third message, and Nancy will speak on the second one.
我们希望我们操练怎么样在主面前有真实的敬拜。
We pray that we would have a real practice of how to worship the Lord.
我们今天来读一下我们今天背诵的经文，我们都很熟的。
And we're going to come and recite or read the verses for our memorization for this week.
腓立比书第二章第六节到十一节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through 11.
中文、英文、广东话、台山话、福州话，随便，好，我们一起念。
Whatever language, whatever dialect, let's read it together out loud.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。神将他升为至高，将赐给他超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的、地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。好，我们在这里，我们看见。描述为什么基督身为至高。
Here we see why Christ is exalted.
他原本就是至高。
He is the one that is of our kind.
他原本就是以父同等而且同荣。
He's equal in position, equal in honor with the Father.
但是他为了我们的缘故,
but for our sake,
他亲自写上了一切天上的荣耀,
he forsook all the glory in heaven.
他来寻找拯救我们这些世上的人,
he came to seek and to save the lost.
因为他知道神的救法只有一个,
he knows that God has but one way of salvation.
必须借着圣洁毫无瑕疵无斑点的血才能洗净我们的罪,
the holy and the blood that is without blemish that can wash away sin.
也只有借着他儿子那个荣美的生命来改变我们，我们才可能讨神喜悦。
And only through the beauty of the life of the Son of God can we be changed, that we may find the light in the eyes of the Father.
所以主耶稣为了我们虚其取到奴仆的形象成为人的样式。
So Jesus humbled himself and took on the form of a bondservant and became a man.
自己卑微存心顺服以至于死，且在十字架上。
He humbled himself and obeyed and to the point of the cross, died on the cross.
当一天他在十字架上说成了的时候,
so that day when he said and he cried out, it is finished.
所有的罪人都得到了荣耀的释放和盼望。
Every sinner has received a glorious hope, has been set free.
而且殿里面的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The veil is split into two in the holy place.
15尺高的幔子,
that is 15 feet high veil.
没有人可以爬得上去撕开它的。
No one can rise up high enough to tear it.
那个幔子不是从下到上裂为两半，那可能是人撕的。
It did not tear from the bottom up. It's not an act of man.
那个幔子是从上到下裂为两半，父神把它给撕开来，撤开来了。
But the veil was torn from top down. The Father above did it.
因为耶稣完成了救赎。
Because Jesus has accomplished salvation.
当然在十字架上人看见的时候是满身是血受羞辱的耶稣。
But yes, what man saw was a Jesus crucified on the cross, bloody hanging on the tree.
就在他断气的那个 moment,
but at the moment he gave his last breath,
整个天地变色，地大震动。
But the heaven changed in its colors, the earth shook.
而许多的soldier，这些兵丁兵长都吓到了。
And the soldiers were frightened, they were scared.
但是更大的事情,
but a greater thing,
是发生在圣殿里面。
It happened in the temple.
殿里面的幔子, 通往至圣所的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
That veil that separated the holies of holies was torn in two from top down.
从那个 moment 开始,
from that moment on,
有罪的人像我们这样子的人,
we who are sinners,
我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
With boldness we may come to the throne of grace.
人跟神和好了。
That man is reconciled with God.
人能够以神为乐了。
Man may rejoice with the joy of the Lord.
因为他原本就是荣耀的，配得我们敬拜。
He was glorious, he was worthy of our praise.
万有是为他造的，是借着他造的。
For everything was made for him and by him.
但是他为了救我，救你。
But because he wanted to save me and save you,
他在地上完全的得胜和顺服。
And he obeyed, he was victorious in this life.
让他可以成为神的羔羊。
That he may become the Lamb of God.
让他有资格成为我们的救主。
That he is worthy to be the Savior of all.
不然，亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 今天我们都不需要坐在这里。
Unless, otherwise, none of us would be sitting here today.
而且我们都要准备, 当我断气以后, 我要去面对永远的审判。
We need to all prepare that when I give my last breath, I will face this eternal judgment.
我就算活得100岁。
If I have lived the age of 100,
我在永恒里面, 却要在永火的审判里面。
And in eternity to come, I will be in that judgment.
但是今天借着耶稣全部废掉了。
But today, by Jesus Christ, everything has been abolished.
要赞美他呀。
We praise him.
所以我们, 他不光是原本就是荣耀配得我们敬拜。
It is not only glorious at the beginning that is worthy of our praise.
因为他完全得胜, 父神把他高举了。
But he is victorious, so the Father exalted him.
因为他完全得胜, 撒旦向他屈膝, 撒旦在他面前。
Because he's completely victorious, his enemy Satan falls and prostrates before him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 敬拜神, 爱他, 高举他,
Brothers, to love him, to worship him, to exalt him is what is rightful for us to do.
就算没有为我们死, 我们看见他的荣美,
he did not die for us, we have a glimpse of his glory, we ought to worship him.
更何况他为我死,
not to say that he died for me.
为我于洪杰死,
he died for me.
为你死,
he died for you.
不管你是什么人,
No, doesn't matter who you are.
我们要为着耶稣，我们要感谢他。
For Jesus, we thank him.
所以我们在这里敬拜他是自然的事情。
So、this morning, as we worship him, it should be something very natural.
你看见大自然的美，你会忍不住赞美啊。
Look at the beauty of creation. You cannot stop yourself from praising.
你看见满天繁星啊、哦，那个浩瀚的宇宙，你赞美啊。
Look at the stars that fills the heavens. You praise them.
两年多前，我跟于师母在纽西兰的一个乡下弟兄姊妹的农庄里面。
About 2 years ago, Sister Nancy and myself had a chance to go to New Zealand. We were out in the countryside.
我们在他们家聚会啊。
We were meeting in a home.
出来的时候，你看见天上那个银河是真的那么清楚的一条银河在天上，满天繁星呢。
We sat down, it's like we were watching seeing the Milky Way. The stars that fill the heavens.
那在美国看不太到的。
Here in the States, we seldom see something like that.
他说这条河就是从他家头上经过的。
Every night I can see this river of stars pass through my house.
哎，我这个人真的是自大哈。他很神奇，跟我们讲，他是云弟兄啊，云河从我家这个银河从我家头顶经过的。哇，我们看那真的是漂亮，那个银河里面满的都是星星。
Yes, the beauty that seeing that night, the stars filled the heavens above.
听说宇宙这样子的银河，我不知道王总知不知道？听说有400多亿个银河系统哈。
400 billion of stars of systems as such.
所以你说我们算什么？
So who are we in comparison to?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真是要低头敬拜他。
Yes, we need to bow and worship him.
啊，他原本就这么伟大，所有宇宙全部出来了。
He is great, and by his words, all things consist.
这个伟大已经够我们敬拜想不透的了。
And this greatness is more than sufficient for us to worship. We can't
believe. 要不要说这么伟大的主居然肯为我们死？
But yet the Lord of all is willing to die for us.
真的看看我们自己的败坏，我们不敢给人看的思想跟情感，哎呀，我们想说主你怎么会爱我？
Look at how corrupt we are, the thoughts that cannot be seen and cannot be known by others, yet the Lord will love us.
如果主怜悯我们，把我们见到主那副样子跟今天让我们先看一眼的话啊。
If the Lord would grace us with a glimpse of His glory, is what we would see on that day.
我相信我们今天都会很不一样。
And I know that every single one of us would be
there. 哎呀，我们看见那个面对所有的信心都变眼睛的时候，我们不知道高兴的跳多高。
When our faith is no longer needed, we can see Him face to face. I don't know how high we will leap.
啊，我们可能就是忍不住的趴在地上敬拜他，说一些说我谢谢你。
And maybe we're flat on the ground and we're on before Jesus. We say, Jesus, we thank you.
我们求神帮助我们有真正的敬拜。
We ask the Lord to help us to have a true worship.
啊，今天我们被现代的这个基督教文化把这个敬拜弄得很狭窄、很肤浅。
With Christian culture today, oftentimes we have a wrong mindset. Christian worship becomes something very shallow.
我们以为前面的诗歌叫敬拜。
And we think the songs that we sing is worship.
讲道是讲道，侍奉是侍奉。
And yes, we preach. So there's the message portion. There's the service portion.
其实敬拜是我们的 lifestyle, 是我们生活的应该有的形态。
But worship is our lifestyle, is what we ought to do every day.
敬拜是我们对着神该有的态度。
It is our attitude towards the living.
它是我们对神的态度，是我们平常的生活。
It is our everyday life, our attitude towards God.
对真实的敬拜到底是什么
？So what is true worship?
圣经上里面告诉我们，我们敬拜神一定第一个要用心灵和诚实。
Jesus says in the scriptures that those who worship the Lord need to worship Him in spirit.
我们一起来读，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。请大家注意哈，父是 seeking 在寻找这样子的人。
Pay attention that the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
要是真正用这样子敬拜的人不多。
Those who truly worship the Father in this way aren't many.
哎，弟兄姊妹，我就巴不得我们中间所有的人听见这个信息的，我们每一个人都用真实来敬拜神。
So brothers and sisters, how I pray that every single one of us, as we hear this message today, that we will be true worshippers.
什么叫做心灵和诚实
？What is the worship of the Lord in spirit and in truth?
就是爱真的。
So that we're for real.
这发自我内心的
，It's coming from my heart.
是我动感情的
，It's full of emotions.
不是嘴巴这样子说说的
，It's not just spoken through words.
去年我在中国，我们香柏木培训的时候
，And when I was in China last year, when the Cedar training camp,
啊，有一个弟兄在台上交通了
，It was a brother who was sharing on the stage.
他说从前有一个带领我的 老弟兄讲，他说先知，因为我们去年讲以赛亚书。
We were sharing with the group on the book of Isaiah, and he said there was an elderly brother who led me in time past, and he used to say,
他说先知是像八哥一样，那八哥就是鹦鹉。
Okay. So he said that the prophets were like crows.
我们中国的八哥，美国变鹦鹉了。
I'm sorry,
就是会学讲话的鸟。
Not crows. Parrots. Sorry.
我后来上去的时候，我稍微平衡了他一下。
Yeah, when I went up there, I kind of balanced what he shared a little bit.
我说先知才不是八哥。
I said prophets are not like parents.
我说你们年长弟兄跟你讲，先知是八哥，是强调八哥的中心，他不改他的内容，百分之百照着原话说就是了。
What this elderly brother is trying to teach you is that a parent only repeats what he has learned, and he doesn't add anything to it.
我说。八哥的要求是先知最基本的要求，不能假传圣旨，必须讲神的话。
That is the most fundamental requirement of a prophet that they cannot add words to what God has said.
但是先知最大的痛苦、最高的要求，乃是他能够进入神的感觉。
But the prophet's highest requirement and need is that he may enter into the heart of God.
能够摸着神心中的痛苦。
He may touch upon the pain of the heart of God.
百姓在偶像一再的堕落，一再的硬着心。他能够摸着神的痛苦和愤怒。
And when the people are still living the lifestyle of idolatry, they're worshiping other idols, that they may identify with the pain of the heart of God.
所以他传信息的时候，他满了神的感情。
So when he delivers the message, he's delivering with the emotions of God.
这叫做心灵和诚实。
And that is to declare with spirit and truth.
你们在座很多当过爸爸妈妈，你家的小孩长大的时候。
And many of you are parents who are sitting here today, and your kids are growing up.
他很小的时候，你都会想问他说爱不爱爸爸。
And a lot of times you would ask your kids, do you love mom and dad?
爱不爱妈妈。
Do you love mommy? Do you love
daddy? 是一个小家伙，很小就会说爱。
And they will say, yes.
然后说我们就很高兴啊
，so we were just be so excited.
我们可能就给他好吃的东西，要抱抱他，亲亲他呀。
Good things to eat, we embrace him, we kiss him.
啊，然后我们也乐此不疲，一天到晚就问他爱不爱啊。
And we keep asking him, do you love daddy? Do you love mommy every day?
那他都知道怎么样子会讨你喜欢，说啊。
He knows how to please you. He goes, yep.
啊，等到有一天爱不爱爸爸
？And until one day, you say, do you love daddy?
爱。
Yes.
爱不爱妈妈
？Do you love mommy?
爱。
Yes.
爱不爱烂香蕉
？Do you like rotten bananas?
他马上习惯性的爱，爱。
Yeah.
因为他知道爱是标准答案。
He knows yes is the correct answer.
他已经不听你在问他什么了。
He no longer listens to what you're actually asking him.
我不是在讲 David Aaron， 不要背后入座啊。
I wasn't talking about David Aaron.
就是这样，很多小孩子他小小年纪就当了政客了。
A lot of kids there you go.They became politicians.
然后他知道什么是标准答案。
They know what's the standard answer.
有口无心。
And they can say it, but it's not saying it with their hearts.
所以这也是为什么当太太的一天到晚要追着先生问说你还不爱我。
And that's the reason why wives follow after their husbands and say, "Do you love me?"
弟兄们，你要少掉这种麻烦的话，你就要回答的时候眼睛看着他，带着感情回答。
We don't want to hear this question all the time.
你不要一边打电脑一边说爱。
Her in the eyes, say with all of your emotions, "I love you, honey."
And she
just looks at the computer and says, "Yeah, I love you."
他不会满足，他不放心的。
They won't be satisfied if you answer that.
因为他知道那可能是你的标准答案。
Because they think that you know the standard answer.
心灵和诚实。
And spirit and truth.
你看我们多少时候唱歌的时候，我们没有用心灵和诚实。
I see a lot of times when we sing, we're not singing with spirit and truth.
好，所以以前在南美洲一次一个大布道会上，有一个姊妹信实啊。
South America, one time there was a great revival, and sister was singing.
他讲到复活的耶稣，你问我怎么知道主活着？他因为他活在我心中，对不对
？That's already you ask me how do I know that he lives because he lives within my heart.
前面讲到他与我交谈，他与我同行。He walk with me, he talk with me. 好，一直这样唱下去。
That's what she's saying. She just singing.
就玩的时候，那个会后，那个牧师就去，那个讲台的牧师就去找他。
And afterwards, the speaker that night went to speak to her.
他说：“主耶稣最近跟你讲什么
？”What did Jesus talk to you about recently？
那个唱诗的姊妹说 ：“What？”
She says, "What？"
他说：“主耶稣最近跟你讲的什么
？”What did Jesus talk to you about recently？
他说：“你是什么意思 ？”What do you mean？
And the singer says, "What do you mean？"
他说你刚才不是尝试说 he talk with you and walk with you 吗？
Did you just say he talks with you and he walks with you？
我就说哦，因为那诗歌上这么说嘛。
So that's because that those that's the lyrics of the song。
那弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们就是这样。
Right, so oftentimes we are that way。
心灵真实，主喜欢我们用心灵的真实。
What is the lies that we would worship in the spirit？
第二件事情
，secondly。
在他的宝座前，在他的同在中。
Before his throne, before his presence。
出埃及记三十章第六节是我跟于师母在讲金香堂侍奉的时候，我们一个很关键的经文。
Exodus chapter 30 verse 6 is a key verse as we talk about the golden altar of incense。
他说要把金香坛，要把坛放在法柜前的幔子外，就是ark约柜的幔子外，对着法柜上的施恩座，就是我要与你相会的地方。
Testimony before the mercy seat that is over the testimony where I will meet with you.
所以真实的敬拜
so true worship,
乃是来到宝座前
is coming before the throne.
That is a holy place.
That is a holy place.
真实的敬拜
the true worship,
是要与神相会
is have a meeting with God.
It's a holy moment, 一个神圣的时刻
It's a holy moment with God.
而真实的敬拜
true worship,
我们遇见了神
we have met God.
那是一个 holy experience, 一个神圣的经验
It's a holy experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神提升我们的敬拜吧。
So we ask the Lord to help us to elevate our act of worship.
不光是在聚会的时候
not only in meetings like this.
我们个人灵修，我们晨更，我们读经，我们都希望这个地方成为圣地。
But in our personal devotion time, in our morning watch, when we read the scriptures, that that very moment becomes the moment of a holy ground.
摩西在旷野里面遇见神，神说脱下鞋，这是圣地。
Moses in the wilderness met the living God. God says, "Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground."
不是耶路撒冷才是圣地。
It's not just Jerusalem is the holy ground.
神同在的地方就是圣地。
Wherever God is, it is the holy ground.
哪里神显现，哪里我们遇见神的地方，那就是圣地。
Wherever God appears, wherever you meet God face to face, it is the holy ground.
什么时候我们遇见神，这就是最神圣的时刻。
Wherever you meet God is the most holy moment.
什么时候我们遇见神，这就是最神圣的经验。
Whenever you meet God, it is the most holy experience.
而这件事情，神居然把主权交在我们的手中。
Yet the Lord has committed all this into your choosing and my choosing.
而你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
The Lord said, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，这是 amazing grace 啊，太奇异的恩典。
But you need to understand, this is an amazing grace.
昨天早上有一天，弟兄姊妹为我祷告，有个姊妹祷告说：“求神增加与弟兄与主面对面见神的这个经验啊的时间。”
Yesterday morning, as we got together to pray, some brothers and sisters prayed for Pastor Yu that he would have more encountering, more face to face time with God.
与主面对面的经验。
And more experience meeting the Lord face to face.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人都应该都有的祷告。
Right, so this is something that we should pray for all of our.
主啊，增加我与你面对面的经验。
Lord, increase the experience of me meeting you face to face.
真实的敬拜叫我们来到施恩座前。
A true worship causes to see
与神相会。
To meet with God.
而来到施恩宝座前。
And when we come to the throne of grace.
希伯来书第四章十六节，你们告诉我们得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随。
To receive mercy and grace to be our timely help.
祝福是自然的。
The blessings are very natural as they come.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。